Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, the last word actually of three lines from the bottom, Oysam B'nei Adam. The minig was, and there still is a minig in many shuls, that Friday night after davening, at the end of davening, Kiddush was made in the shul. And that's going to be the subject of today's shiur. Tells us the Gemara, Oysam b'nei Adam shekidshu b'beis haKnesses. If Kiddush was recited in the shul, Amarav, Yideyayin lo yotzu. Bari Pri HaGofen is made as part of the Kiddush. A person who wants to rely on that Bari Pri HaGofen to be able to drink wine at home after he hears the Kiddush, cannot. Since the brach is made in shul, and he wants to then drink the wine at home, that distance, that separation, makes it impossible to be yaitzu with the bracha that way. However, they kiddush, the obligation to hear kiddush, yaitzu, they have fulfilled. For Rav holds, as we will see in today's shir, that there is no requirement of kiddush for makam suda, that the kiddush take place where the meal take place. And therefore you could hear kiddush in shul, be yaitzu with it, and then go home and eat the meal. Says the Rashbam and Tosfos both discuss this. This is the way the Devar Shmuel explains what they say, that at least one person hearing the Kiddush, or making the Kiddush preferably, should drink Kemloi Lugmov, cheekful of wine, and that every other person should preferably, who's going to be Yotzei Mitzvah's Kiddush, should drink from the wine that the Kiddush is made on. And that's the halacha l'chatchila. Shmuel says, af yidei kiddush lo yotzu. Even kiddush they haven't accomplished if they hear it in shul. Why? Because Shmuel obviously holds, you have to have kiddush v'makom suda. The kiddush and the suda have to take place in the same place. The Rashbam tells us two reasons why you have to have kiddush v'makom suda. One is because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, the karasa l'shabbos oinig, Shabbos should be a day of enjoyment, the makom shata kairei l'shabbos, in the place where Shabbos is announced through making kiddush, that's where the oinig, that's where you should enjoy the Shabbos through eating the meal. The Rashbam gives another reason. He says that kiddush has to be made on wine, as we're saying. Wine which is part of a meal is much more significant than wine which is just drunk, not as part of a meal. We want the wine that we're using for kiddush to be significant, and therefore it should be b'makom suda. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia explain why does the Rashbam have to give two reasons. So they say, if the only reason given were because of Karasa l'Shabbos Oinig, given that that's a pasuk in Nach, it would only be in a smachta, it wouldn't have the force of a deraisa. But now that we gave a reasoning of a svara, then it's much more powerful, and it has the status, perhaps, of a deraisa. And that the chiyuv to have kiddush b'makom suda, just like kiddush, you have to make or hear m'deraisa, so too will the din, according to them, kiddush b'makom suda will be a chiyuv deraisa. Then what's the nafgamina between the two reasons? So Prima Gadim says as follows. If kiddush v'makom suda is because of the pasuk Karasa l'Shabbos Oinig, so even if you're not making kiddush on wine, let's say you don't have wine or you can't drink wine, you make kiddush on bread, it wouldn't make a difference. Karasa l'Shabbos Oinig has. But if the reason is because you want to make the wine more significant, so it's only if you're making kiddush on wine is there going to be a halacha of kiddush b'makom suda, not if you're making kiddush perhaps on bread or on other items. Ask the Gemara, El Rav Lom Leil Kiddush B'Beisei, according to Rav, that the kiddush that's made in shul is adequate, so why do we make kiddush at home again? Answers the Gemara, Kedei L'Hoitz B'Nanu B'Bnei Beisei. The person himself was Mekayim Kiddush in shul. It's for the rest of the family members. And this leads us to a very famous Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava asks, everybody is mechuyev to hear Kiddush Friday night, men and women. But you could hear Kiddush over wine, or you could say Shmon Esrei. By saying Shmon Esrei, mentioning Shabbos, you accomplish Kiddush. So if someone davens Friday night, the man, so he was ready Mekayim Kiddush Daraisa. His wife, daughters, or other family members, if they didn't daven, they have a Chayiv Kiddush Daraisa. So how could somebody who is not Mechuyiv in something Midaraisa be Moitzi someone who's Mechuyiv in Kiddush Midaraisa? Specifically tells us Rabbi Kivega that even though there's a concept of arvis, of joint responsibility doesn't work for men to women. So that wouldn't help. So how could you be Yoitza with kid? How do we make Kiddush Friday night for our family members who did not daven if we davened? So some Mefarshim answer that arvis does apply when a woman is mechuyev in a mitzvah midaraisa. And since women are mechuyev in Kiddush daraisa, that's why arvis works. Another answer given is arvis doesn't work from women to men, but from men to women it does work. And the third teretz given is that in a situation, every man knows that he's going to go home and he has to make Kiddush, or he's going to make Kiddush for his family, and they didn't daven, so it's implicit in his thoughts that he's not being Mekayim mitzvah Kiddush when he davens Ma'ariv. He's saving it for when he makes Kiddush at home. Ask the Gemara, however, v'shmul l'amali l'kiddush b'bei k'nishta. So like Tarsus explains, according to Rav, that Kiddush in Shul does work. So we don't understand why Kiddush is made in Shul. But according to Shmuel, that Kiddush in Shul doesn't work because it's not b'makom suda, why do we make Kiddush in Shul at all? Answers the Gemara, lefuki la'archem yidei chavasam, to there are guests that eat in Shul, da'achlu v'shasu v'gonam b'bei k'nishta, they eat and sleep in Shul, and therefore for them it's Kiddush b'makom suda. So Tosfos asks, you're not allowed to eat in Shul. You're not allowed to eat in Shul. So why, how could you make Kiddush because they're eating in Shul? So Tosfos answers, they don't actually eat in the Shul. They eat in an adjoining room to the Shul. There's a difficulty with that teretz, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, Kiddush has to be made in the same room where you eat. So in another room wouldn't help. Another answer given is that Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to eat in Shul, and therefore you're making Kiddush for those Talmidei Chachamim that eat in a Shul. Another teretz that's given is that who could eat in Shul? Poor people. Poor people, there's a Tzarchei Rabim, it's our responsibility to take care of the poor people, and Tzarchei Rabim may be done in Shul. Another answer given is that it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Eating a Suda Friday night is a Suda Mitzvah, and a Suda Mitzvah may be eaten in Shul Friday night. That's the source why a lot of people say that Shal Shudas is eaten in a lot of Shuls. Why are you allowed to eat Shal Shudas in Shul? Because it's a Suda Mitzvah. Now the question is, according to Shmuel, why do we still have the Minig? Because the Shulchan Aruch says like this, the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch, is that they don't make Kiddush in Shul. But says the Magen Avraham, in a place where there is no specific minig not to make Kiddush, Kiddush should be made. Why? If you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush v'makom suda, why is Kiddush made? So there are a number of answers given to the question by the Rishonim. One answer is that there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that even though Shmuel says that you have to have Kiddush v'makom suda, if somebody is hearing Kiddush and he's not going to have Suda in that place, but he has a mind, I want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush and eat the meal elsewhere, since he has that explicitly in mind, he can be Mekayim Kiddush V'makom Suda that way. We don't pass him like that, Yerushalmi, in Shulchan Aruch. But according to that Yerushalmi, so you're hearing Kiddush in Shul and you have a mind, specifically, I'm going to be Mekayim the Suda at home, and it's fine. Another answer, which is given by Reb Netron Yigoin, is drinking Kiddush wine and putting it on your eyes is a refuah for someone who has problems with his vision. So not everybody, especially in those times, was able to afford or have Kiddush wine at home. They would make Kiddush on the challah. But you want them to be able to participate in a Kiddush made them wine. So in shul, they at least had wine. That's that reason. In fact, the Ramah says that even people who have a minig, that they sit when they make Kiddush Friday night, in shul, the Kiddush should be made standing. And the Behetov explains, because by standing when you listen to the Kiddush in shul, it is a refuah, it's a cure for somebody who has a yifus beraglayim, who has exhaustion in his legs. Another answer is that although Kiddush b'makom suda should be done, but it's better to have Kiddush shloim b'makom suda than to have no Kiddush at all. So there was a concern that if a person is not going to make Kiddush at home, so it's better that we should have Kiddush men in shul, even though it's not b'makom suda, than no Kiddush at all. And a fourth answer I saw, very interesting answer, is that all minhagim remain even if the reason doesn't remain. Meaning, in those times, there were people that ate in shul, like we said earlier. So the people who ate in shul, they needed to hear Kiddush in shul. Now we don't have Baruch Hashem, people that need to eat in shul Friday night. But the minig remains. What's the best example they give? Chazaras HaShatz. How did the minig of Chazaras HaShatz begin? Because there were people that couldn't daven. So how would they mekayim tefillah? They heard the Chazan say Shemoneh Esrei. Now we don't have that problem. Baruch Hashem, people know how to daven. But the minig stays. But there's a very interesting Bach. The Bach says you can't compare Chazaras HaShatz to Kiddush in shul. Chazaras HaShatz was a takana, and Kiddush in shul is a minig. He says a takana doesn't change even the circumstances that started the takana change. A minig is based on circumstances, and if all the circumstances change, a minig could change. The Chasam Sofer says something else. He says the Gemara says v'levai shiyispala adam kol hayom kulay. Halavai, we daven all day. So he says, so we'll daven, we'll say another Shemoneh Esrei. We're supposed to daven all day. But Kiddush, there's no point in making Kiddush over and over. So if there's no purpose in hearing the Kiddush, it shouldn't be repeated. Now, in the places where Kiddush is said, and there's nobody eating in the shul, so who should drink from the Kiddush wine? Because the person who makes Kiddush, it's not Kiddush b'makom suda for him, he's going home. So the Sar Mikutzi says, if there's no one to hear to drink the Kiddush wine, better that it should be drank by the person making Kiddush, even though it's not Kiddush b'makom suda, then it shouldn't be drunk at all. However, the minig is, that's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham discuss, that we give it to a child to drink. There's an interesting shaila. Who should be the child? If the child is too young, so there's no chinuch, and there's no, you haven't accomplished anything, we're making a bracha for a small child. If the child is already older, so what kind of a chinuch is this, that you're teaching him that you don't have to have Kiddush b'makom suda? So Magen Avraham explicitly says that the child has to be an older child, otherwise it's meaningless bracha. The problem, the bad chinuch. So a few answers are given to that. One answer is that the chi of a chinuch is only by a lav, something you're not allowed to do. The Kiddush b'makom suda is not only a say, it's an asay d'rabbonin, so there's no chiv of chinuch. Another answer is a practical answer. You're right that you shouldn't give it to a child, but we have to do something with the Kiddush. So better than an adult drinking it, a child should drink it. Another answer given is whenever it has to do with giving children to eat, as long as it's not macholos asuris, we're not so makbid. But the interesting shaila is there's a Gemara Masechta Erevin. The Gemara Masechta Erevin says that there was a question, Yom Kippur. We make a Shachyanu, and the question was, why don't we make a Bari Pri Agafen, Yom Kippur at night in Shul? The answer is, who's going to drink it? So the Gemara says, give it to a child to drink. So the Gemara says, no, if you're going to give it to a child, he may believe that even when he becomes an adult, he should still continue drinking. So why aren't we worried that if we give the child to drink Friday night wine in Shul, he's going to continue drinking it as an adult? So the answer, there's a difference. Yom Kippur is something that every year comes, and every year we're going to have to do this, so the child might get the wrong message. Drinking Kiddush wine, the same child doesn't drink it every week, so we're not necessarily going to make that error, and that's why it can't be compared. Continues the Gemara, Vaz the Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel goes according to his own Shita, Dam Shmuel, Ein Kiddush, El B'makom Suda. Kiddush has to be made B'makom Suda. And the Paiskim say, that not only does Kiddush have to be made B'makom Suda, the Kiddush should be made right before the Suda. That means there should be no hefsek, there should be no interruption between making the Kiddush and starting the Suda. In fact, there's an interesting shaila. If that's the halacha, by the Seder, we make Kiddush, but we don't eat the Suda for a while. We have the Haggadah in between. It takes a while. So how we just say Kiddush b'makom Suda has to be immediately. So the Paiskim say that anything that's L'tzoyrech HaSuda, that's part of what the meal requires, is not considered a hefsek. So since saying the Haggadah is the Seder, that's the way that night works, so it's not considered a Seder. Sovimina. So they thought, Hani Mili, when is it not considered Kiddush b'makom Suda? Mibayis labayis. From one house to another house. Avol mimakom lemakom b'chad beisoy. In one house, let's say from one floor to another floor, loy. That's not a problem. Omer luhu rav anabat techlifa. Zimnan sagin have a kaimna kameh Shmuel. Many times I was by Shmuel. V'nachas me'igra la'ara. He was on the upper floor and he made Kiddush. V'hadim akadish. So there's a question that Tzlach asks. If Shmuel knew, Pashup Shan in the Gemara, if Shmuel knew that he's eating downstairs, and as Shmuel is the man, the Omer, that holds that you have to have Kiddush b'makom Suda, so why do you make Kiddush upstairs to have to repeat it downstairs? So they say, so there's two terutzim. Some Achroinim say, it's not that Shmuel made Kiddush upstairs. He could have made Kiddush upstairs, but he purposely did not make Kiddush upstairs until he went downstairs, because he knew he's only eating downstairs. Another terutz that the Sfas Emes gives is that he made Kiddush upstairs not for himself. He made Kiddush for upstairs for people who were going to eat upstairs. And then downstairs he made Kiddush again because he was going to eat downstairs the meal. Now Tosfos makes a point that although we're saying that from one room to another room, from one floor to another floor, it's not considered Kiddush for Makom Suda, it has to be in the same floor, the same room. But in the same room, from one corner to another corner, that's considered Kiddush for Makom Suda. There are days that say that even if they're not in the same room, but one room is visible to the other room, that's also considered Kiddush b'makom Suda. Mishnah Berurah is not so satisfied with that, although the Paiskim say that if you have two things working in your favor, number one, that the two rooms are visible, and also when you make Kiddush in room A, you had specifically in mind that you're going to eat in room B, it's very relevant, Pesach. If Erev Pesach comes out in Shabbos, so sometimes people don't want to eat the chametz in the same room. So they eat the chametz outside, but they kick the Kiddush inside in the dining room. So if you could see the other place, and you have in mind the Yerushalmi that we quoted earlier, that could be considered Kiddush from Makom Suda. There's another interesting shaila. Sukkos. If, let's say, you make Kiddush in the sukkah, but your wife is not eating in the sukkah. So if the sukkah is on the porch, can that be considered Kiddush b'makom Suda or not? Because your wife also has to have Kiddush b'makom Suda. The Magen Avraham says, if the sukkah is in the house, let's say you have a roof that could be removed, and you're sitting in the place under the schach, and the other people aren't, that's Kiddush b'makom Suda. But if the sukkah is on a porch, and the people who want to be yoytzeh the Kiddush are in the house, it's not acceptable. The Chassam Sofer takes an interesting approach. He says that even if the sukkah is in the house, but since we want to create a separate place called the sukkah, so it's not called Kiddush b'makom Suda, even if the sukkah is in the house. And the Levush takes the opposite approach. He says, since sukkahs, we need to be in the sukkah, so even though maybe normally the porch would not be considered an extension of the house, sukkahs, because we have to sit there, it becomes part of the house. It's considered an extension of the house. Vaf Rav Huna Sovar and Kiddush al Makom Suda. Kiddush has to take place for Makom Suda. The Rav Huna Kaddish, Rav Huna made Kiddush, Vis Akrele Sharga, and his light, his candle went out. So he took his food to the Sheva Brach, to the Chasna of his son Rabba, the Havasharga, that there was candle, the Kaddish Vatam Midi. And then he ate. Al Mekasavar, that ain't Kiddush B'makom Suda, the Kiddush that he made in a place where he wasn't eating wasn't a valid Kiddush. Tosfos says, what is Ti'imah Midi? Very important Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's Ti'imah Midi? So Pasha Pshat and Taisus is that to be considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda, you have to eat bread. And that's what the Gra says. Kiddush B'Makom Suda means bread. Other Paiskim, and that's why most Paiskim hold, say that Taisus, when he says that you have to eat bread, is not speaking about Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiddush B'Makom Suda you could accomplish even with a mezainus. Taisus is teaching us a different din, that to be Mekayim Mitzvah Suda Shabbos, you have to eat bread by the Suda. And Taisus says that's only by the night meal and the morning meal, but by the afternoon meal, you can be Mekayim Shalosh Sudas even with a mezainus. Then there are other Paiskim that say that you don't even have to have mezainus. Drinking wine can make it into Kiddush B'Makom Suda. But in those Paiskim itself, there's a shiloh, what does that mean? Doesn't mean that if you drink the revius of Kiddush wine, that makes it in Kiddush B'Makom Suda, or that you have to drink another revius, and that the second revius, you drink the first revius because you have to drink the Kiddush wine, and the second revius you drink makes it into Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Says the Gemara, Vaf Rava Savar and Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Rava too agrees that Kiddush has to be done in B'Makom Suda. Dom Rabaya, Kavina Baymar, when we were in Rabbi's house, Kavim Kaddish, when he made Kiddush, Amalon, he would tell us, Timu Midi, you have to eat something. Dilma, at the Azlis Leshbiuza, maybe until you get back to where you're lodging, Miss Akrilcha Shaga, the candlelight will be out. V'loi Magdish L'chubabes Achila, and you therefore won't make Kiddush because you're not going to eat. Because as Taisus teaches us, a very important halacha, you have to eat Kiddush where the lights are on. You have to eat the Suda Shabbos where the lights are on. And Taisus says, so if you have to eat Kiddush Suda where the lights are on, and he was concerned that the lights are off, how they're going to be Mekayim Suda Shabbos Friday night. So he says they wouldn't have eaten Friday night. What they'll do is they'll eat three meals. You have to eat three meals over Shabbos. You don't have to have one Friday night and two by day. You can have all three by day. That's what they would do, because you have to eat where the light is on. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that unless there's a good reason, you have to be very careful. So he says, let's say you're eating in the house and it's a hot night and you decide that you want to eat outdoors, but that's not where there's light, you shouldn't eat there. Unless it's very, very hot and impossible to eat indoors, or there are flies indoors to make it impossible to eat, you're supposed to eat where there's a light Friday night. So Rava told them, you may not end up eating Friday night. So you, if you end up not eating here something, you will not have a Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush, then Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda, where you eat. So eat something. Says the Taz, what happened here? First Rava made Kiddush. They heard him make Kiddush. They didn't have a mind to be Yaitz with Rava's Kiddush. After that, Rava told them, eat something, and you'll be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush. But when they heard the Kiddush, they didn't have in mind to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush. Says the Taz, from here we see that even if you don't have a mind to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush, if you hear Kiddush and then you eat a Mezainus, you will Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush B'Makom Suda. There are Paiskim that disagree with the Taz, and they say that Rava made this announcement before he made the Kiddush, not after they made the Kiddush and didn't have it in mind. Before he made the Kiddush, he told them, have a mind to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush, because you may not end up having Kiddush in your own home. Before we go further, it's kedai, it's worthwhile to say, there's a chassidish of art, what does Kiddush B'Makom Suda mean? The Ramban says, the pasuk says, kedoshim tiyu. What does kedoshim tiyu mean? Kaddish atzmecha b'mutalach. Even if something that's 100% mutter, that's 100% permitted, a Jew is supposed to act holy. Just because something has an oyu heksha doesn't mean you're supposed to eat it all day. Kaddish atzmecha b'mutalach. Says Kiddush, you know when a person is really holy? B'Makom Suda, where he eats. It's not by the shir, it's not by davening, but even B'Makom Suda, by his meal, Kiddush, you have to be holy. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'homer Abaya, Abaya said, is that true that Rava Paskin, like Shmuel, v'homer Abaya, kom mila damar hava ovid karav. He always acted like Rav, Labar Mahani Tlas. Besides the following three halachas, David Kishmul, we acted like Shmuel. What are they? Matir Mibegel Beged. You're allowed to take off tzitzis from one beged to another beged. And that's the halacha. However, the halacha is that tzitzis may be removed from one beged to another beged only for a purpose. That means, if the tzitzis are posel, or you want to take the tzitzis and you have it on a talis cotton and you want to put it on a talis gadol, then you can remove it. Or the poskim say your tzitzis are kosher, but you want to buy a nicer pair of tzitzis, they're getting frazzled or whatever, and you want to buy a nicer pair of tzitzis, you're permitted to take it off, but for no reason you're not allowed to take it off. And the Mishnah Berurah makes an interesting point. He says, let's say a person's removing his tzitzis because he wants to buy a nice new pair of tzitzis, but they're still kosher. So there are two ways of removing the tzitzis. The easy way is just to cut them off, and the difficult way is to untie all the knots. Now, by cutting them off, you make them possible. So you shouldn't do that. You should untie the knots. He says, if it's going to be that if you're going to tell you that you have to untie all the knots, you're going to stay with the not nice tzitzis, then you can cut them off. But really the right thing is to untie the knots, that they should be continue to be usable. Or the halacha is, let's say you have a beged that has four corners, and now you're making the beged that it should only have three corners, then you could take off the tzitzis also. But otherwise you should not take off tzitzis for no reason. Furthermore, madlikim ener lener, you could take from one Hanukkah candle and light another Hanukkah candle. But this needs to be explained. What the Gemara means is that you can light directly from one Hanukkah candle to another Hanukkah candle. But to take, let's say, a match or a stick, a wood, and light from one, and then use that fire to light the next Hanukkah candle, that's not mutter. It's only miner l'ner. V'alocha, furthermore, the halacha is like Rav Shimon b'Greira. Regarding the halacha, if you're allowed to schlep a chair on the ground on Shabbos. The Tanya Gemara we learned many times in Masechta Shabbos. Rav Shimon Omer, goyer odem mita kisei v'safsu b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to schlep a bed, a chair, a bench on an earth floor on Shabbos, but he shouldn't have in mind to make a furrow. So like we've explained many times, this is a going according to Rav Shimon, that he holds a dovashay meskavin. Since it's not my intent to make that furrow, it's mutter. However, of course, we also know what a halach is. If it's a psik resha, that if for sure the furrow will be made by schlepping the chair, it's also to schlep the chair. So the Mefarshim ask on this order, shouldn't the Gemara first said matir mebeged lebeged, because taking tzitzis from one beged to another beged is something that applies every day? Shabbos applies every week. Chanukah is once a year. So shouldn't we first said matir mebeged lebeged, then the halacha of Shabbos, then the halacha of medlikim ner l'ner? Why is the halacha of medlikim ner l'ner mentioned before the halacha of Shabbos? So they answer that the reason for matir mebeged lebeged and medlikim ner l'ner is the same thing. It's not covered, it's not respectful to use a beged of tzitzis if you don't use it for dvar mitzvah. It's not respectful to light Chanukah to a match. So since the reason for these two things is similar, that's why they were mentioned together. So we see that Rava always held like Rav. Rav holds, like we began today's shir, that you don't have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. So why here is he requiring Kiddush b'makom suda? Answers the Gemara, k'chumrei de Rav hava ovid. When does he hold like Rav? When Rav is saying a chumra, k'kulei de Rav lo hava ovid. Not when he's saying a kula. And here Rav is saying a kula. Ask the Rashbam, there's a Gemara Masechta Ervin. The Gemara says Masechta Ervin that somebody who does k'kulei b'shama and k'kulei b'selul, he picks everybody's leniency, he's a rasha. But somebody who picks everybody's chumra, k'chumrei b'shama and k'chumrei b'selul, he's a ksil, he's a fool. So why is he picking everybody's chumras? So Rashbam answers that when is there a halacha that you're not allowed to pick everybody's chumras is when the chumras contradict each other. And now you start picking everybody's chumras, that you shouldn't do. But when the halachas have no connection one to the other, then there's no problem with picking everybody's chumras. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan is the most lenient. He says if somebody hears Kiddush and Shul, and he hears the Bari Pri Goffin and Shul, not only does Rabbi Yochanan agree with Rav that he is Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush, but moreover, Af Yidei Yayin Nami Yotza, he has even fulfilled, he doesn't have to make another Bari Pri Goffin. However, says Tosfos, that's only if he will have drank from some of the wine and Shul. That means if he hears the Bar Pri Gofen Shul, and he takes some of the wine and drinks it, then when he comes home, if he wants to drink more wine, he doesn't have to make another Bar Pri Gofen. Says the Gemara, V'ozder Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Dom Rav Chanan Bar Abaya, Omer Rav Pedas, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Echot Shinu Yayin, V'Echot Shinu Mokim, whether you drink more wine, or whether you change a place, you don't have to make another Bar Pri Hagafen. But Tosfos and the Rashbam speak about a very other bracha that people don't know about. And that's the bracha of Atoy V'Ametiv. There is a halacha that if somebody drinks wine, and then he drinks more wine, and we're going to try to say some of the halachas about that, then although you don't have to make another Bar Pri Hagafen, you do have to make a bracha of Atoy V'Ametiv. However, there are a number of conditions that have to be met in order to have to make a Toy V'Ametiv. One condition is that the second wine should be better. That's the way most Paiskim hold, that the second wine should be a better wine than the first wine. Another condition is that you have to have at least two people drinking the wine. Because what is the terminology of the bracha? Hatoyv V'Ametiv. He's good to me and to others. So you have to have at least two people. Another condition is that the wine, you have to drink at least a revius of the second wine. The minig is that since it's so many complicated shilas, when you do make a toiv ametiv, when you don't make a toiv ametiv, the halacha is that the only time you make a toiv ametiv is when the new wine is brought and wasn't on the table when you made the Bar Pri Hagafen. But if when you made the Bar Pri Hagafen, all the wine that you're going to drink, all the different types of wine, were on the table, then you don't make a toiv ametiv. So the best thing to do is to have on the table all the wine when that you're going to drink, that you think you may use during the meal, and then you have no shaila. If you drank beer and then you're going to drink wine, certainly you don't make a toiv ametiv. If you drank grape juice and then you want to drink wine, do you make a toiv ametiv or not? Machloikis. The Marsham says you do make a toiv ametiv. The Miches Yitzchak says the grape juice and wine is not the same. Grape juice is not wine, and you don't make a toiv ametiv. Now the question is, there is no other food that we have this concept. If I'm eating anything, and I'm eating a piece of bread, and then they bring me a different type of bread, you don't make another hamotzi. Why, by wine, is there this concept of making a toiv ametiv? So Tosfos says that we make the bracha Toiv V'Ametiv by benching. It's the fourth bracha benching. Why was it composed? It was composed because the Haruge Beter, the people of the city of Beitar, were killed, and they were left for a while, but their bodies did not decompose. But says the Gemara, their blood that flowed from their body was used to fertilize vineyards. So when we drink wine, we think of the Haruge Beter. Along the same lines, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you drink wine, you could maybe do something inappropriate. You could get intoxicated and do something inappropriate. So we tell you, make the bracha of Atoiv Ametiv, which will remind you of the Haruge Beter, and that will dampen your spirit, and you'll be careful not to do something inappropriate. Another reason is as follows. The Paiskim say that different wines are very discernible. Their taste, their color, their look. So it's obvious that this is one wine and this is something else. In other food items, the difference between the food items is not as discernible, and that's why we don't make a bracha for eating a different type of that food item. As the Gemara, Meisvei, Rabbi Yochanan says that if you make a Bar Pri Hagafen in one place, then you drink in another place, you don't have to make another bracha. Ask the Gemara, there's a braisa that says, Shini Mokum Tzorich Levarich. If you switch places, you have to make another Bar Pri Hagafen. It's Shinu Yayin. If you have another wine, ain't Tzorich Levarich. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. It's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan is incorrect. Says the Gemara, Yosar of Idi Bar Oven Kameid Rav Chizda. This that was saying that the halach is that if you switch places, you made a bracha in one place, and now you go to another place, you have to make a bracha, is loishon al mibayis labayis. only if you're going from one home to another home. Ava m'makim l'makim, from one room to another, loy. So it's a very big machlekes rishonim, how to understand this gemara. Some rishonim say that the halacha is here is identical to the halacha we learned in Amud Aleph. That just like in Amud Aleph, the halacha is that from one room to another room, it's not considered kiddush v'makom suda. So too for a bracha. If you make a bracha on a food in one room and then you go to another room, it's considered a different room and you have to make another bracha. Others say that the halachas for bracha and the halacha of a kiddush v'makom suda are not identical. Kiddush v'makom suda has to be one room. Bracha, if you remain in the same house, even though it's not the same room, there is no need to make another bracha. And that's the way it seems at the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. However, you have to remain in the house. But the Paskim do say that, let's say you're in an apartment building and you're in one apartment and then you go to another apartment, although they're all under the same roof, you can't say that's like going from one room to another room. Since there are distinct apartments, or even not different apartments, they say, let's say you go from your apartment into the hall, to the foyer, that's certainly considered a different place, and the bracha won't work. Amar lei Rav Ada Baravin, hach tanina lei b'masnis n'beir Rav Hinnik. This is what we learned, this halacha was taught in the Braiser of Hinnik. V'amar lei masnis in the bay bar hinik kavaseich. This halacha was already taught us in that brisa. Ask the Gemara if this is the halacha that we already learned in the brisa. Vel Rav Huna masnisa kamashmalan. Is all Rav Huna come to teach me is just a brisa? It's already a brisa. So what's he teaching me new? Answers the Gemara. Rav Huna masnisa lashmilay. Rav Huna wasn't aware of the brisa, and that's why he said the halacha. Continues the Gemara. Vesu yosu Rav Chizda kam mishmei the nafshe. He said in his own name. Had Amrit, this that we learned, the Shini Mokim Tzarech Levarech, that if you change rooms, you have to make another Bracha Rishayna. And there's a very big machloikis. When we say that when you change rooms, you have to make another Bracha Rishayna, does that mean that you also have to first make a Bracha Achrayna? Now let's say I went from room 1, or apartment 1, to apartment 2. That now we're saying that you have to make a new bracha rishayna. Does that mean that first I have to make a bracha achrayna on what I ate in the other room? Or I just have to make another bracha rishayna, but a bracha achrayna I won't have to make? Loya moron, ela bedvarim she'en tona bracha lachrayim, b'mekaimam. It was only said regarding things that the bracha achrayna does not have to be said in their place. So, the way the rishayna explained the Gemara is as follows. This is machloikis beshame beshil. That on certain food items, and we'll identify them soon, the halach is you have to make the bracha achrayna in the place that you ate them. And if you went to another place, according to Beis Shammai, you have to go back to your original place under all circumstances. According to Beis Hillel, if you went there b'mezid, you have to go back to your original place, not b'shogig. So since you have to go back to where you began the meal, so even though you went from apartment 1 to apartment 2, it's not considered a shini makim, and you won't have to make a new bracha rishayna. Now, what food items do we mean? So there are three shitas in the rishayna. One shita is strictly bread. Another shita is that that's how Tosfos learns, that it's anything that's made from the chamesh shminei dogim, from the 5 grains, which essentially means any mezoinus. And then there's a third shita that says anything that you make an al michya on. So anything made from a mezoinus or from the shivas haminim has the bracha, has the din that if you leave the place where you made the bracha rishayna, you have to go back. We're also going to talk tomorrow, I just don't want anybody to get the misimpression, if you had a mind when you made the bracha rishayna in place 1 that you're going to continue eating in another place, or if perhaps even if you didn't have a mind but you actually eat in place 2, then you may not have to go back to place 1. But since these fall under that category that you have to go back, this din of shini makim doesn't have to deal. Ask the Rashbam if the halacha is that on something that you don't have to, that you have to return to your original place, there is no concept of shini makim. So we asked the kasher Rabbi Yochanan, said that if you make a bracha in the shul, Bari Priya Goffin, it can't help for the home. Why? According to the Manda Omrim, that say that anything you make an Alam Michya on, it's considered something that you have to go back to the original place to make a bracha, and there is no problem with Shini Makam, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer it that way? And we wouldn't have any kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. He was talking about wine. Why we make a bracha main shaloshan? So Rashbam says, given that Rabbi Yochanan is an Amoira, an Amoira has to be explicit and explain what he meant. If Rabbi Yochanan meant that the only reason I'm not requiring you, that I'm allowing you to be yaitz with the Bari Pri Agafin, that you hear in shul, even when you get home, is because the wine is something that you make an Al Mechya on, he should have explained it. The fact that he left it ambiguous means that he doesn't make that distinction. So again, V'su Yosef Grech, Chiz V'kam V'shmei D'Nafshei, Hod Amrit Shemri, Mokum Tzorach L'Varech, Loya Maran, Elbet Varam She'ein Tuna Baruch L'Akreim M'Kaimam, something that you don't have to go back to the original place to make a Baruch Akreim. Aval dvar matunim bracha achreyem l'mkayimim, suddenly you have to go back to the original place to make the bracha achreina, ain't tzarech levarech. Then you don't have to make a new bracha rishayna in the second place. My tam, why? L'kiva kama hodr. You're always going back. So there is no break, and therefore there is no need to make a new bracha rishayna. Rishayjus disagrees. Echetzeh vechetzeh. It makes no difference if it's a food that you have to go back to your original place to make the bracha achreina. Or not, Sarach Levarech, you have to make a new bracha when you go to a new place. Why? So Rav Moshe, the Dibris Moshe, explains Rav Sheshes' reasoning, is because there's a concept of Hesach Hadas. When you make a bracha, you have to have in mind the food that you're eating. If you're going from one place to another place, we're concerned that you're not going to have that das. There's a Hesach Hadas, and therefore, even on such an item, a new bracha Rishayna has to be made when you get to the second place. Has to be made when you get to the second place.